are. What on earth are you doing up still? It's super late. Come on, we gotta get to bed. We have a big day tomorrow. No, but you never turn down a chance to crawl into bed with me. Especially not whenever I'm naked like this and holding my tail all cutely. I mean, is something troubling you, babe? What's got you so worked up? Oh, you're working on another script? Well, I do know how important those are to you. But still, staying up as late as you do every night, trying to work on them? You know that can't be healthy. I mean, you need your rest after all. Look, I know it's important to you, but I'm not taking no for an answer. So come on, it's downtime. That's what I thought. Good boy. And, now that we've gotten that out of the way, why don't you go ahead and get your cute little ass up out of that uncomfortable chair and follow me. Yeah. Now shut those cute kissable lips of yours up and get over here. You and I both know that you can't resist seeing my tail swish back and forth with the sway of my hips as we walk down the hall to our bedroom and then lay down on our nice, big, and comfy bed. Now, when we get there, you're gonna lay your cute little head on my nice, warm lap, and you're gonna take a small break with me. And no, that's not a request. That's an order. See? Isn't that much better?
Good boy.
Well, come on, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and put your head in my lap. Don't worry, I'll take good care of you. So just sit back, relax, and let your cute, voluptuous girlfriend curl her big, soft, and fluffy tail around you and lull you into a puddle in her grasp. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to close your eyes for me, okay? Oh, come on, don't be sassy with me. Just do it, okay? Please? For me? There. That's a good boy. And since I know you have trouble sleeping sometimes, I'm going to make sure to slowly lull you to sleep tonight. So I want you to sit back, relax, and just follow all the instructions I give you, okay? Now to start, I want you to slowly breathe through me. I'm going to give you to the count of five. Hold for four. And then a full exhale to the count of eight. You ready? Breathe in. One, two, three, four, five. Hold for one, two, three, four. And exhale. One, two, three, four. 5, 6, 7, and 8. And hey, you don't exactly have to follow to the count of 8. All I'm trying to do is help you turn off your mind and relax a little bit. So I just want you to listen to the sound of my voice and the soft scritches of your hair. I want you to snuggle closer to my tail and feel it lightly squeeze your body. I want you to feel the tip of my tail gently rubbing against your chest as it holds you close, but not too tightly, just tight enough to where you know that you are safe, you are loved, and you are cherished. Can you feel yourself falling under my trance, your body relaxing more and more with each breath you take, falling deeper and deeper into my grasp. Can you feel my soft and sensual presence next to you, with your head resting in my perfect and plump thighs, cradling your head in all the right ways? Now, breathe in again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Now breathe out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Fall deeper into relaxation for me. Feel the warmth and love pour into your lungs and over your body as you lay here in the moment with me. Feel my long fingernails caress your scalp, scratching away your worries and stress. Was that a moan I just heard? Aw, how cute. Oh no, it's okay. I really don't mind it. It's alright to moan and sigh for me. Actually, I'd probably be insulted more if you didn't. But just relax, okay? It's nice to see just how much you melt for me, like the good little pup that you are. I can feel all of your tension and stress just melting away, drifting off, and being replaced with my love and affection. I want you to know that I love everything about you, and all of the happiness that you bring to the world. Not just to me, but to all of our friends and your followers, too. You seem a bit surprised. Come on, did you really think I didn't watch your posts in social media? Trust me, I've seen how many upvotes and rewards you've gotten from that one subreddit you post your scripts to. I'll admit, each time I see you post something new, I can't help but click on the link and entrap myself in your next sexy adventure. It's just, it makes me wag my tail with excitement. See? You've already got my tail wagging with appreciation. Oh, is that a smile I see curling at the corner of your lips? How sweet. But I do mean it. Every day whenever you get on your computer or your phone after you've made a long post, just seeing how you brighten up whenever you read the comments telling you how good of a job you did and how they're excited for the next piece, it does fill me with genuine joy. It makes me happy knowing that such simple comments can just make your whole day so bright. I love seeing you be happy with your work. And hell, just the idea that someone out there is seeing your content and laughing at it and just genuinely smiling at it. It makes my heart happy, knowing that something you've made has brought someone else such joy, and in turn, has given you joy as a result. Even if they are a bit lewd sometimes. And you know, it really does take a lot of energy and courage to put yourself out like that. To put your hard work and every bit of dedication that you have out there just to make someone smile. I think, in some ways, that's one of the greatest love letters you could ever write to yourself. Just knowing that you've made someone else's day. Just driving to make anyone happy. That's what I love. And I hope that's what you love about yourself, too. You know, it's funny. I remember whenever you first started publishing scripts. The very first one you posted. It took everything I had to convince you not to take it down because you were so scared that it just wasn't good enough. And you were so worried that people would hate it or not love it. But then you saw the comments on it and you were just so flustered and happy and... Honestly, I was almost surprised you didn't cry with such joy. I think that's when you realized that you were okay with putting something that other people can enjoy out there. And you didn't want to be the only one that saw your work. And to understand that you weren't alone in this world, that there were people out there just like you who were excited and more than happy to see your work and see what you could do. It was comforting to you, I think. Or at least, I hope it was. It's just, I know how hard it is to put yourself out there, to do everything you can, and in some ways still feel like you're not good enough. But you are good enough. You always have been, and you always will be. And I think one of the worst disservices that you could do to yourself is to not even try. Because even if it's not your best, it's always going to be better than nothing. Sorry, I'm not trying to ramble on here or anything, just... At the end of the day, what I'm saying is, I want you to be proud of yourself. Because more than anything, I'm proud of you for everything that you've done. All of the ways that you've pushed yourself and have just dedicated yourself to your craft. And I applaud you for that. Ultimately, what I'm saying is, I love you. And I never want you to stop putting yourself out there. So in short, just know that I appreciate every word you put on that screen, and the love and care you put into every passionate thing that you do. Even if it does border on obsession sometimes. Oh, come on, I'm just kidding. Now just put your head back down, okay? And here, let me go ahead and curl my tail right up around you, just a little bit tighter now. That's it. Relax with me. And hey, just know this, that every time you make a nice new script, or come up with a cute and sexy adventure, my cute little tail will wag proudly for you, every single time. I love you so much, babe. Never forget that. Mm-hmm. know, that might be something interesting to write about. How much you love and appreciate your cute and sexy and always seductive kitsune girlfriend. How much joy she gives you and how she comforts you. Not to mention forcing you to take a break every now and again and put your pretty little head right between her thick and warm thighs, all wrapped up tightly in her tail. Aren't I just the best girlfriend? You know, it's kind of funny seeing you all wrapped up like this. You kind of look like a burrito right now. A tailrito, if you will. Okay, I'll stop with the names, all right? All right, now. Go ahead and close your eyes again and start to relax for me, okay? Everything will be just fine. What's up, babe? You finally all nice and relaxed? No, you still aren't relaxed? Even after all of that? Are you really gonna sit here and tell me that your cute, adorable, and ever-loving girlfriend hasn't lulled you into a deep slumber? Well, come on, what's it gonna take to... Oh... I think I can see why you can't relax. Well, I'm guessing my relaxation did work a little bit, because your little friend there is twitching in my general direction. Why don't I just reach down into your boxers, like this? Such a good boy. You know, I really can't believe I didn't realize that you've been hard this whole time. Aren't you such a naughty boy? Oh, come on, I'm just kidding. Now, why don't you just let me pump your gorgeous cock? All right, babe? It's okay, babe. You can moan for me if you want to. I know you do. And I want to hear you do it. I want to hear you vocalize your pleasure for me. Don't hold anything back for me, okay? What's that, babe?
Aw,
you want to suck on your girlfriend's nipple while she stokes your cock? I suppose I could... That's it, pup. Suck on my tit while I stroke this rock-hard cock for you. You're such a good little pup, aren't you? You're my good little pup. It's probably a good thing I found you while I was naked then, huh? That's it. Move your hips in time with my hand. Does it feel good? You're leaking pre-cum all over me. Is my good boy going to come soon? Are you gonna blow your hot and sticky cum all over your naked kitsune girlfriend? Hmm? Oh, that's it, babe. Come on, fuck my hand faster. I can tell you're close now. Keep sucking on my tits. Don't stop. Come for me, babe. Come for me and release all of your pent-up frustrations with me. God. Oh, look at how much you come for me. I'm just gonna keep slowly milking you. Shh. Oh, I know. I know it's really sensitive. But I wanna make sure we get every drop of cum you've got. You know, only good boys get this sort of treatment. Wouldn't you agree? That's it. Squirm for me just a little bit longer. Taken care of that little problem. I'm gonna go ahead and go shower real quick, okay? Because I really don't want to go to bed covered in cum, you know? Alright, well, you go ahead and crawl under the covers for me, okay? I'll be right back after I'm done. Sweet dreams, my little rider.